Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of PepsiCo, ticker symbol PEPP, one of the biggest players in the beverage and snack game. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So why are we talking about PepsiCo today? Well, it's a household name with a massive global footprint, and it's been making some interesting moves lately, from price cuts on snacks to solid dividend hikes. As investors, we want to know if this giant can keep delivering long-term value, or if there are cracks starting to show. I've crunched the numbers, looked at the trends, and I'm excited to share my take with you. If you find this helpful, don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Let's kick things off with a quick look at who PepsiCo is. Founded in 1898 and headquartered in Purchase, New York, PepsiCo is a titan in the consumer defensive sector, specifically in non-alcoholic beverages. They operate through 7 segments, covering everything from beverages like Pepsi and Gatorade to snacks like Lay's and Doritos, and even nutrition products like Quaker Oats. With over 319,000 employees worldwide, they're a global force, selling in countless markets through a mix of direct distribution, third-party channels, and e-commerce. Their CEO, Ramon LaGuardia, has been steering the ship, focusing on both growth and adapting to consumer trends. This diversified portfolio and massive scale are key to understanding their staying power, but let's dig into the numbers to see how they're really performing. Moving on to revenue, PepsiCo has been posting some big numbers. For fiscal year 2025, they reported total revenue of about $93.9 billion, up slightly from $91.9 billion in 2024. That's not explosive growth, but for a company of this size, steady gains are often a good sign. Over the past few years, they've consistently grown revenue from $79.5 billion in 2021 to where they are now, showing resilience even through inflationary pressures and changing consumer habits. Their business is well diversified across beverages, snacks, and nutrition, with strong brands driving sales globally. While I don't have the exact geographic or product segment breakdowns for this year, it's clear from historical trends that North America remains a core market, with snacks often outpacing beverages in growth. This balance helps cushion them against volatility in any single category. Now let's talk earnings, because this is where we see how profitable PepsiCo really is. In their Q4 2025 results, they delivered strong performance, as highlighted in their recent earnings call summary. For the full year 2025, net income came in at $8.24 billion, down a bit from $9.58 billion in 2024, with earnings per share at $6.01 compared to $6.98 the prior year. That dip raises some eyebrows, but it's worth noting that operating income was still solid at $11.5 billion for 2025. Management has pointed to ongoing investments in innovation and pricing pressures as factors, but they've also emphasized their focus on driving organic growth. Looking at return on equity, they're sitting at a healthy 43%, showing they're still generating solid returns for shareholders. The takeaway: earnings aren't growing as fast as revenue right now, but the foundation looks stable. Diving deeper into what management is saying, during the Q4 2025 earnings call, CEO Ramon LaGuardia and the team shared some key insights. They acknowledged challenges with consumer affordability, especially in the U.S., which is why they've rolled out price cuts of up to 15% on major snack brands like Lay's and Doritos ahead of events like the Super Bowl. They're also seeing solid organic growth in markets like Europe and Latin America, offsetting some softness in North America. Looking ahead, they're prioritizing innovation, brand restaging, and supply chain efficiencies to drive growth in 2026. It's clear they're playing both defense and offense, protecting market share with pricing strategies while investing in long-term growth. Let's break down the financial statements to get a clearer picture of PepsiCo's health. Starting with the balance sheet for 2025, total assets stand at $107.4 billion, up from $99.5 billion in 2024, showing they're still expanding their base. However, total liabilities are also up at $86.9 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of about 2.45, which is on the higher side. That's something to watch, as it indicates they're leveraging debt to fuel growth. Cash and equivalents are at $9.2 billion, providing some liquidity, but current ratio is below 1 at 0.85, meaning short-term obligations might be a bit tight. On the cash flow side, free cash flow for 2025 was $7.67 billion, down slightly from $7.19 billion in 2024, but still strong enough to support their dividend and buybacks. Speaking of dividends, they just announced a 5% increase to $1.45 per share quarterly, which aligns with their history of rewarding shareholders. Overall, the financials show strength, but that debt level is something I'm keeping an eye on. Now, let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of around $165.94, PepsiCo's market cap sits at $226.9 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is about 28.4, which is a bit higher than the industry average for non-alcoholic beverages at around 36, suggesting they're not overvalued compared to peers. Price-to-sales ratio is 2.48, again reasonable for a stable, dividend-paying stock in this sector. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, analysts peg it at around 19.4, dropping to 17.1 by 2027, which could indicate the stock is priced for moderate growth. Dividend yield is attractive at 3.3%, especially with their consistent increases, currently offering a nice income stream for long-term holders. Enterprise value is $273.9 billion, factoring in debt, so you're paying a premium for their scale and brand power. My take? The valuation isn't cheap, but it's not unreasonable for a wide-moat company like PepsiCo. Let's pivot to a SWOT analysis to break down PepsiCo's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is robust, with consistent revenue growth and a strong return on equity. Their diversified portfolio across beverages, snacks, and nutrition, coupled with iconic brands, gives them a wide economic moat. They're also a dividend aristocrat, with over 50 years of consecutive increases, huge for income investors. On the weaknesses side, high debt levels are a concern, as is the recent dip in net income. They're also facing volume weakness in the U.S. market, which could signal shifting consumer preferences. For opportunities, international expansion in emerging markets like Latin America and Europe is promising, and their focus on innovation, think healthier snacks or sustainable packaging, could tap into growing trends. Finally, threats include intense competition from Coca-Cola and smaller health-focused brands, plus regulatory risks around sugar taxes or health guidelines. Consumer affordability pressures could also hurt if inflation persists. Overall, PepsiCo has a strong base, but they need to navigate these challenges carefully. Looking at recent performance, PepsiCo's stock has had a solid run. Over the past month, it's up 15.65%, and over the last year, it's gained 14.77%. That's decent, especially compared to the broader consumer defensive sector, which is up about 58.55% over 5 years, while PepsiCo has lagged a bit at 23.49% in the same period. Over the past 3 months, the stock is up 14.43%, showing momentum, though it dipped 0.9% in the last week, possibly due to market noise or profit-taking. Technically, the stock looks like it's in an uptrend, trading above key moving averages, but that recent weekly pullback might suggest short-term consolidation. If you're considering a short-term move, watch for support levels around the $160 mark. Could be a buying opportunity if it holds. Long-term, the trend still looks positive, especially with that dividend as a buffer. All right, let's wrap this up. PepsiCo is a powerhouse with a diversified portfolio, strong financials, and a juicy dividend yield of 3.3%. Their recent moves, like price cuts on snacks and focus on international growth, show they're adapting to consumer pressures, but challenges like high debt and U.S. volume weakness are real. Valuation-wise, it's fairly priced for a defensive stock, not a screaming bargain, but not overblown either. For long-term investors, especially those seeking income, PepsiCo remains a solid pick, but I'd watch execution on their growth strategies in 2026. What do you think, bullish or bearish on Pep? Drop your thoughts in the comments. And if you enjoyed this deep dive, hit that like button and subscribe for more stock analyses. Until next time, keep investing smart.